It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Everybody pile in the minivan, we're going.
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right, what a week it's been. The second week of December 2024. And let's start with the latest of Man to Man to Man with Christian Gonzalez.
Nice.
Back on Patriots Monday. Let's learn a little bit more about the great cornerback.
It's Man to Man coverage. Quick hitters with Christian Gonzalez.
First up this week. Come on.
Hell yes.
Let the intro play.
I'm sorry. I jumped the gun, Christian. Sorry. My mistake. I was excited to get to our first question, Christian. Our first question for Christian Gonzalez this week. Do you have a pet?
I do.
Itching to get to that.
Cane Corso.
Ooh. Nice. What was your first job?
The NFL.
Nice. It's a good place to start.
That's a good job. Yeah.
Do you prefer, Christian, a real Christmas tree or a fake Christmas tree?
Probably fake. I never had a real one.
How much would you have given Juan Soto?
Me, personally?
That's right.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really pay attention to baseball. But I know he just got paid $700 million, so I mean, nowhere near that.
Okay.
Good answer.
Fair enough.
You're playing rock, paper, scissor. What are you throwing, rock, paper, or scissor? Shoot.
Rock.
If you could steal a smooch from any celebrity, who would it be?
Oh, no, y'all trying to get me.
This is also your chance, maybe. Maybe toss this out there. You never know. We can make a love connection.
Like a Travis
here.
Kelce type situation.
Yeah. All right. You don't want to take
good.
It? Okay. Fair enough. Keep it to yourself.
Okay. Do you prefer, that was a spicy question from Keith. Do you prefer spicy or mild?
Mild.
What is the best flavor of ice cream?
Coffee.
Nice. Who's winning the college football playoff, Christian?
Oregon.
Do you use emojis when you text? And if so, which do you use the most?
Probably the laughing one. I use that one all the time.
Nice.
Nice.
There you go. That's how you play man to man to man.
Nailed it. He's a real cut up.
He is. Yeah. I can see him just texting nonstop for that.
Yeah.
Laugh face emoji. Also this week, on Monday, was the Simpsons broadcast on Disney Plus for the Bengals and the Cowboys, which we discussed the next day. Believe it or not, Jones, as much as I don't like change, I'm all about these alternate broadcasts. Yeah. Give it a shot. When they were sliming guys on the Nickelodeon thing a couple years ago, I'm all for that. Here's the thing. I don't know who this is for, and I don't think they knew who it was for. So they had Drew Carter, Mina Kimes, and Dan Orlovsky doing the game. And they would go...
Orlovsky and Kimes, they must be huge Simpsons fans with deep knowledge of the show and lots of references,
right? I don't think Dan Orlovsky's ever seen the show. I didn't get the sense. And I think they scripted a lot of jokes. So it was the most, like, herky-jerky broadcast of all time.
Uh-huh.
Because it was like, all right, it's your turn to talk, and then I want you to say one thing, and make sure you make a joke, make sure you do like a deep Simpsons cut reference, and do that, and then go away for it. It was very, very... strange. Mina Kimes, I think, did the best out of the three that were there. They would occasionally swap out a character on the field and make them be a Simpsons character.
Mm-hmm.
So you're watching it, you're like, all right, the quarterback's Homer, and then there'd be one receiver, it'd be Lisa Simpson, and you're like looking at the numbers, and you're like, all right, I see Jamar Chase, so it's not him.
It's not him.
Lisa must be T. Higgins?
Yeah.
But then they'd go back and forth.
Why is Ralph in the game?
They'd be like, touchdown, Ralph Wiggum.
Go eat paste on the bench, Ralph. Like, what are you doing in the game?
They did have Itchy and Scratchy on the chain game at one point. They were doing that.
They had Spider Pig as the ball at one point.
Spider Pig? Yeah. They had Lenny and Carl playing pool off the sideline.
Nice.
So I like that. You think we get another one of those?
Well, I was going to say we could have used it last night. Last night was the game. It turns out the Bengals-Cowboys game didn't need it. Last night, you could have used it.
Would have been better.
Yeah.
Different field goal graphics is what you needed.
Do I expect another cartoon for adults on Monday Night Football? I do not. I
think specifically Simpsons. I feel like probably not.
Yeah, no.
Probably not.
South Park game would be good.
I would watch a South Park game.
I would watch it. I would enjoy that.
There was a bad omen on Wednesday, Jones, when I walked into the studio.
I got here and I saw, you know, Ken was all bundled up.
You he had his parka on.
Ken had a jacket. He had a hat.
He had an umbrella.
He had an umbrella. What's wrong with an umbrella?
I work 2 feet from here. Walk to work. If you're waiting for the school bus, get it. If you're driving to work and then walking into your door, which is like less than 100 feet, what are you doing with the umbrella?
I mean,
it's more hassle.
Ken's a boss. Ken's got meetings.
That's
Zooms.
True. Can't be soaked. He's just drenched at the Zoom meeting. Like, would you just get out of the shower?
Yeah.
Guy's raining here in Boston. No, but you know what I saw, which I don't think is a great sign for how the day is going to go.
Okay.
I'm walking in. So you went in this door, so you missed it. On the other door over here by like our little, I guess, office, dead bird.
Oh, boy.
Dead bird. Wet bird. I walked right by it. I was like, what is this? And I don't know if it was natural causes. I didn't have time to do like an autopsy. I kind of kept going, but
we could check in with Carson upstairs. Okay. Maybe it zoomed right into one of their windows.
Dead
there.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
Yeah. They love windows.
Dead wet bird. I was like, oh. And then I'm sure when we go at it, when the work's over, it's going to be just covered in bugs. I'm like,
no, I'm sure it'll be gone. I'm sure it won't be there. I'm sure it won't be there for the rest of the
week. What, do we got a fox out here? Like, who's taking a bird? It's probably ripe with disease. You think that thing's carrying a couple things? You get the walking pneumonias going around. Could have coronavirus.
Yeah,
I'm not touching that bird.
Yeah, it might as well be a pangolin out there. I'm not near that thing.
So two updates. One, the bird was gone when we left.
It's not up there, right?
The bird's gone.
I mean, yeah, okay, good.
So either it snapped out of it. Maybe it was playing possum.
Yeah.
Somebody threw it away.
Yep.
Or creature ate it. Three possibilities. Also, Ken's in the Twitch chat saying that he did not have an umbrella and that you made that up.
He says fake news umbrella. I think he saw him with an umbrella. I think so.
All right.
Briefcase.
Who's to say?
Umbrella.
Well, briefcase, I would understand.
Top hat.
You're a boss?
Yeah.
How do you know you're a boss?
I think it was a fedora, actually. I saw he was dressed to the nines for this. Yes.
All right.
He was bundled up.
Coat with tails. The whole thing. Yeah. Yesterday on the program, we had Chief Baseball Officer of the Boston Red Sox, Craig Breslow, on the program a day after acquiring Garrett Crochet in a trade. And we had the opportunity to talk to him about it. You know, there was a lot said about Garrett Crochet last year at the trade deadline. Is it to your understanding that he will pitch under this current contract, or is he going to need a new contract?
No, I mean, we are, you know, looking at this as right now we've got a guy that's got 2 years of control, and, you know, we are approaching this with no restrictions. Obviously, anything beyond that we'll explore when the time is right. But right now we're focused on 25 and 26 and being able to write his name in at the top of the rotation.
But there was no, you know, understanding that when you traded for him that he wouldn't pitch unless he had a new deal, because that was some of the conversation last year at the trade deadline. If he went to a contender, he wasn't going to throw unless he got a brand new deal.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I am concerned, this is a guy who has you know, a full season as a starter under his belt and someone that's ready to take on the full workload of a true ace.
There you have it.
I like that
ending.
It basically. Was his first word to you when you asked about a contract extension, no?
Did he say no at first?
I think he did. I didn't pick up on that until just...
No, I mean, we are...
Let's cut it there.
Oh,
hey,
no.
Hey, Craig, do you think you're going to be handing a contract extension to your new acquisition, Garrett Crochet?
No, I mean...
Okay. Good. It's ended it right there.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
There you go. There's your week in review.
I like this text, 617-779-7937. The government took the bird. Birds aren't real.
That's right.
Makes sense.
That's true.
They can't even believe it.
Birds and Finland.
Finland does not exist.
I'm sorry. I was about to say Norway.
That is one working theory.
Yeah, I didn't want to have a crazy theory out there and say Norway.
Do you want to talk about
Finland, clearly.
Do you want to talk about what's in the sky in New Jersey?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, I don't know how much more time we have left in the show.
Probably two hours. I mean, Greg was talking about it all day
alien
the other
invasion.
Day.
Yeah, it's alien. Shime's like, not alien. Shime works for the government now.
Yeah.
It's not aliens. It's not aliens.
Alien invasion.
All right, Shime, what is it?
Perhaps a foreign nemesis.
Sure. Which could be both.
Could be working together.
You think Mars is... No, I'm saying like a foreign nemesis could also be the
ultimate foreign nemesis. Could be both. This is true.
From Saturn?
Also, 6 months, definitely Saturn. 617-779-7937. Dead wet bird should be a tier. Is that the bottom tier?
Oh,
and then
dead wet bird
tier is The reverse Paul Brown?
Reverse Paul Brown. Those are
not
top tier.
Those are not bad
tier. A reverse Paul Brown.
Dead wet bird. If the Patriots lose on Sunday, they are for
That's
sure
a dead, wet, dead bird wet bird right there. It definitely is.
Cardinals, though.
It's been a disaster.
Cardinals might be fitting if they lose.
If
it'd be
the
dead
Patriots
wet bird.
Beat the Cardinals, they're a dead wet bird.
Yeah.
Good call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Eagles lose to the Steelers. All right. We got to work on that. Yeah.
A lot of
bird. Every bird team loses.
Yeah. All right, nice.
Dead wet birds.
Nice. That is our Week in Review every Friday here on Jones and Keefe. It's also a Patriots Friday. We'll talk to Alex Van Pelt. Less than an hour from now, we have the keys. A little over an hour from now, we'll get back into Pats and Cardinals this weekend and Bill Belichick being introduced at the University of North Carolina. That's all next.